When the Sky Falls, written by B.R. Spangler, narrated by Ina Marie Smith. Part 1. Chapter 1.
Emily, I need you to wake up.
The warm touch of someone's hand.
Huh?
Come on now.
A voice cracked.
What?
Groggy and disoriented.
Emily, girl, it's an emergency.
In a sliver of fuzzy, dim light, Emily found the outline of a familiar figure.
Mom?
Come on now,
her mom said, standing over her.
We have to go. Now.
Huh?
Her throat was scratchy and dry. Emily peered out the bedroom window and tried to focus, the sight of a hazy streetlight urging her back to sleep.
It's early.
Emily!
A shake jolted her.
Now, girl.
Why?
Emily's eyelids sprang open, more alert.
What is it?
Emily, there's no time,
her mom cried. Something's wrong. Terribly wrong.
Mom?
Distant rustling came from beyond the room, a frantic stirring. Emily's eyes cleared enough to get a good look, her mom's face stricken with fright. She searched the gray light for her father, panic seizing her.
What's happened to him?
Before she could ask, her mom yanked the blanket, cold air rushing over her bare legs.
Mom, you're scaring me.
Good. You need to get moving.
Is it Dad?
She asked. She was awake now, worry shaking her voice. Her mom stopped and let the blanket fall to the floor.
Is he okay?
I'm fine, but we have to go,
her father answered. His tall silhouette appeared in the doorframe, the hallway light splintering.
We need to get to the car. The house isn't going to last much longer.
I'm moving.
Emily swung her feet over the edge of the bed and stood up. She gripped the carpet, squeezing her toes. The lure of sleep loosened its hold as she shook off the early chill and felt the need to pee. Whatever the emergency, it'd have to wait until she was done. Emily glanced at her window again and touched the glass, the streetlight growing dim, its color off.
Don't!
Her mom snapped, clutching Emily's hand as though she were a child daring to touch a flame.
Emily, let's get moving.
How?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?